Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we have great problems in terms of Americans shortening and ending their own lives. An Associated Press story that is one of the most seriously depressing stories you can possibly find at this moment in our history. In 2022, 49,500 people took their own lives. That's the most recent year, of course, for which they have figures. This year could be even worse. This was the highest number ever. We've never had 49,500 people, almost 50,000 people, killing themselves. How do we know? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which posted the numbers, has not yet calculated a suicide rate for the year, but available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. than at any time. There's something wrong. The numbers should not be going up, said Christina Wilbur, a 45-year-old Florida woman whose son shot himself in front of her and killed himself last year. My son should not have died, she said. I know it's complicated, I really do, but we have to be able to do something. Something that we're not doing. Because whatever we're doing right now is not helping. We will get to that. How does that relate to some of the frustrations and disappointments at our university system? How does it relate to some of the disappointments in our legal system and our political system, which we will be talking about with Professor John Yu of University of California at Berkeley, who's been a pretty big supporter over the years of Donald Trump. But what about the latest indictment that still could be coming down at any moment, or it could come down tomorrow? Certainly will be there by September 1st. That's what Fawny Willis has promised. We will get to that. On this suicide issue, it's just extraordinary. And again, if you have an explanation for why this is happening, or why it is that Americans are so desperate, this does not include drug overdoses. Drug overdoses are twice as common as suicides. But total, if you put them together, it's 150,000 people in what are called deaths of despair. A main driver, says the Associated Press, is the growing availability of guns. I don't think it's right to say availability. It's not perhaps just the availability of guns. It's the fact that guns are everywhere. They're now at estimated of more than 400 million guns, more than one gun per household, far more. They're about, in the United States, they say about, 150 million households. And I think the most recent numbers are 450 million firearms in private hands. The Jill Harkavy Friedman is the senior vice president of research at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide attempts involving guns end in death far more often than those with other means. And gun sales have boomed, placing firearms in more and more homes. They boom precisely because of the growing rate of crime and lawlessness that is so obvious on our city streets. A recent Johns Hopkins University analysis used preliminary 2022 data to calculate that the nation's overall gun suicide rate rose last year to an all-time high. For the first time, the gun suicide rate among black teens surpassed the rate among white teens. I don't know if you can talk about suicide without talking about firearms, Harkavy Friedman said. U.S. suicide steadily rose from the early 2000s until 2018, when the national rate hit its highest level since 1941. That year saw about 48,000 suicide deaths, or 14.2 for every 100,000 Americans. The rate fell slightly in 2019. It dropped again in 2020 during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some experts tied that to a phenomenon seen in the early stages of wars and natural disasters, when people pull together and support each other. But in 2021, suicides rose 4%. Last year, according to the new data, the number jumped by more than 1,000, about a 3% increase from the year before. The largest increases were seen in older adults. Deaths rose nearly 7% in people ages 45 to 64, and more than 8% in people 65 and older. White men over the age of 65 in particular have very high rates. Many middle-aged and elderly people experience problems like losing a job or losing a spouse, and it's important to reduce stigma and other obstacles to them getting assistance. I am sure that almost everybody is listening to me. Has the experience of knowing someone who has taken his or her own life. But generally, the idea that with all of our problems right now, and yes, there are lots of problems, and the economy, the cost of everything has gone up, and people are feeling economically pressed. But really, is there a reason that you can see, 1-800-955-1776, why there should be this very dramatic surge in people taking their own lives? Despite the grim statistics, some say there's reason for optimism. A national crisis line launched a year ago means that anyone can dial 988 to reach mental health specialists. Then it describes this Kale Christina Wilbur, who is head of one of these efforts to curb suicide. She lost her 21-year-old son on June 16th of last year. He died in her home at Land O'Lakes, Florida. Kale Wilbur had lost two friends and an uncle to suicide and had been dealing with depression. On that horrible morning, he and his mother were having an argument. She confronted him about his drug use, his mother said. She left his bedroom, and when she returned, he had a gun. I was begging him not to and to calm down. It looked like he relaxed for a second, but then he killed himself. She describes her life since as a black hole of emptiness and sorrow, and had found it hard to talk to friends or even family about Kale. This is one of the reasons that this song, the song Rich Men North of Richmond, that has become such a sensation, and I mean being talked about in media everywhere. It's by Oliver Anthony, who's a farmer who lives off the grid in Virginia. And the very end of the song goes to, young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. And basically, the beginning of the song, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for BS pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag home back home and drown my troubles away. The idea, living in the United States in 2023, so many opportunities. First of all, people who want to work, the unemployment continues to be low. People are looking for jobs. The idea that America is this dark, dysfunctional wasteland, I'm not sure is a message that it relates to the truth or to the future. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, there was a piece that we covered. We actually featured it in our newsletter. It was a piece, a report in Axios a couple of weeks ago. And it, when it comes to these rising rates of suicide, especially for younger people, older people, people over 65, white males have the highest rates of suicide. But for younger people, it's been going up very dramatically. And there was a piece in Axios that said American patriotism has faced a steep decline among young adults over the last decade, now sits at a record low. Pride in national identity is lowest among those 18 to 34 and illustrates the fracture between young Americans and older generations at a time of deep partisanship in the United States. What does that have to do with suicide? Everything. If you believe you live in a place that is profoundly unfair, that is characterized by systematic exploitation and oppression and grinding down, as the song Rich Men North of Richmond says, it talks about these rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just want to have total control, want to know what you think, want to know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. And basically, to suggest that America is dominated by conspiracies, that everything going on in this country is falling apart, most people don't think our own lives are falling apart. I mean, there are certainly, everybody gets bad news. You get bad news with health questions, you get bad news with interpersonal questions, you certainly get bad news with financial questions, and that brings up this really shocking story. It's a terrific story, and I congratulate the Wall Street Journal for doing it. It's Melissa Korn, Andrea Fuller, and Jennifer Forsyth, three women who did a report under the heading State Colleges Devour Money and Students Foot the Bill. The nation's best-known public universities have been on an unfettered spending spree in the past two decades. They erected new skylines of snazzy academic buildings and dorms. They poured money into big-time sports programs and hired layers of administrators. Then they passed the bill to students. The University of Kentucky upgraded its campus to the tune of $805,000 a day for more than a decade. Its freshmen, who come from one of America's poorest states, paid an average $18,693 to attend in 2021-22. University of Oklahoma hit students with some of the biggest tuition increases while spending millions on projects, including acquiring and renovating a 32,000-square-foot Italian monastery for its study abroad program. The spending is inextricably tied to the nation's $1.6 trillion federal student debt crisis. Colleges have paid for their sprees in part by raising tuition prices, leading many students to take on more debt. That means student loans served as easy financing for university projects. Students do not have the resources right now to continue to foot the bill for all of the things that the university wants to do, said Crispin South, a 2023 Oklahoma graduate. You can't just continue to raise revenue by turning to students. But it has been long clear to American families that the cost of college has gone up, even at public schools designed to be affordable for state residents. To get at the root cause, the Wall Street Journal examined financial statements since 2002 from 50 universities known as flagships, typically the oldest public school in each state, and adjusted for inflation. At the median flagship university, spending rose 38% between 2002 and 2022. Only one school in the journal's analysis, only one, spent less. That was the University of Idaho, where Idaho being one of the most conservative states in the country, they actually cut spending. But the idea that some of the building spree, some of the administrators, many of the administrators there to try to project, quote, diversity and to promote some of the theories like critical race theory that are featured in so many of these universities, the point is, These universities that they're listing as the ones with the tremendous increases in spending, Penn State, University of Connecticut, University of Oklahoma, University of Kentucky, University of Hawaii, those are not necessarily known to be the most esteemed or successful state universities. And speaking of esteemed and successful state universities, there is this, and it's just one of those stories that you can dig into it more deeply, perhaps, but it's in a way just too depressing to do it. There's a photograph that goes with the story. The story appeared in the Oregonian in Portland, Oregon, and headline basically says that in Oregon you can ban drinking in public but not smoking meth or fentanyl. In Portland, it's illegal to crack a beer or smoke marijuana on sidewalks or in a city park, but state law enshrines people's right to consume fentanyl, meth, heroin, and other hard drugs on public property. Can you believe it? The upshot of that paradoxical legal landscape: Portland officials cannot make open drug use so much as a citation-worthy offense. In other words, it's you're not even allowed to hand someone a citation for sitting on a park bench somewhere in front of kids at a playground and basically using the meth or the fentanyl or the heroin, for that matter, that is going to kill you. I mean, this is astonishing. And it's bizarre, and it's because of their whole idea that somehow it's going to be safer for people to use meth, heroin, and fentanyl if they can do it openly and do it legally. I mean, it's bizarre. They have a picture. They don't show the gentleman's face, but they show his hands and his arms, and a man prepares to smoke fentanyl on a park bench in downtown Portland. Much better to spend your time in actually considering some of the legal future of this country, which may be determined by trials of a prominent Democrat, Hunter Biden, and the most prominent Republican, Donald J. Trump. A fourth set of indictments coming down. We'll talk to Professor John Yu of the University of California at Berkeley coming up.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is lashing out against the federal judge in his election case. In an overnight post on Truth Social, Trump said District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan is highly partisan and very biased and unfair. He added that she obviously wants him behind bars. Some Republicans are slamming the appointment of David Weiss to investigate the alleged criminal conduct of Hunter Biden. Texas Congressman Troy Nell says he gave the president's son a sweetheart deal once and will likely do it again.
This is nothing more than just the corrupt DOJ under Garland. It's nothing more than to provide cover to the Biden family.
Weiss, who is a Trump appointee, was brought on as a special counsel by the Justice Department as a way to address Republican criticisms that the process had been politicized. Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael Medved Show, we have the prospect of a presidential election where the first major presidential debate is coming up a week from this Wednesday. It's unbelievable. It's right upon us. We have the possibility of a presidential election that may be as decided as much in the courtroom as at the voting booth. And it's extraordinary because of the now likely trial for Hunter Biden. There's not going to be a plea bargain, apparently, and the new special prosecutor, newly appointed David Weiss, who has been prosecuting Hunter Biden or investigating him for 5 years, there could be very serious charges against the president's son, implicating even the president of the United States. Meanwhile, tomorrow or maybe even later today, everyone is expecting in Fulton County, Georgia, that the district attorney there, Fonnie Willis, will be releasing a very complicated and devastating racketeering indictment. What do we make of all this? How do we deal with it? And John Yoo is one of the sources that is absolutely crucial. 2 weeks ago, he wrote a column that said the Hunter Biden plea deal fiasco shows why we need a special counsel. Now we've got one. John Yoo, are we going to be having a dueling trials, a Hunter Biden trial versus one of perhaps three or four Trump trials before the election?
I hate to say it, but it's certainly possible. As you said, while the election's going on, too,
we could have the two leading major party candidates both involved in criminal trials. Although I think the odds are much more likely that the Biden, Hunter Biden case, in which Joe Biden, the sitting president, is now at the minimum a witness, if not worse. I think that's likely to stretch on past the election, unless there's some kind of plea bargain, because as we've learned from House oversight hearings that have been going on, the investigation was stalled. And I think now that you have a special counsel, I think the investigation would really still needs to get up to speed to get going, and that may take a while. It's a very complicated financial case. The Trump cases, there are so many of them now. One of them is probably going to start trial before the elections. As you said, we've got the one in New York City involving basically a business accounting fraud. And then you've got the classified documents of Mar-a-Lago. And you've got the indictment for January 6th. And then, as you said, it sounds like this week, if not today or tomorrow, the district attorney in Fulton County, which includes Atlanta, is likely to bring another set of charges. And those cases are all going along at their own speed. They don't have to be coordinated. None of these judges have to cooperate with each other about timing. But it's easy. One or two of those cases is going to get started before the elections next year.
Yes, and by the way, John Yu, who is a regular guest on this show, I'm very proud to say, is the Emanuel S. Heller chair, holds that chair in law at University of California at Berkeley. He is also a non-resident senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the very august Hoover Institution and Stanford University. He's the author of a new book just released called The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. It's part of that Politically Incorrect Guide series that has been a very big feature from Regnery. John, of all of these indictments, a number of people believe that Georgia represents the most perilous threat to Trump. Despite the fact that it's a state law, or maybe because it's state law and not federal law, he couldn't even pardon himself from those charges, particularly the racketeering charges, even if he is elected president. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. I can see why some people would think the Georgia case is the biggest threat compared to the other ones, because it combines January 6th with seriousness of the charges and what sounds like a pretty good record on the facts. I mean, the one in New York City, this one may not be ever brought because it's got severe legal problems. It's brought after, well after the events occurred, well outside what we think of as the statute of limitations. You only have a certain amount of time to bring a case after the events have occurred. The Mar-a-Lago case is probably the firmest in terms of the facts. You know, you've got people who sound like they're going to testify on behalf of the government being ordered by President Trump to destroy evidence. However, the importance to the country of that case is questionable. It's not clear why a former president should be prosecuted for keeping documents from his presidency, classified documents even. How important is that to the country? January 6th cases, both this Georgia one and the one that's been brought by the special counsel, I think those are worthwhile to bring against a former president. After all, this is a case that claims that a sitting president tried to stop the peaceful transfer of power. And if that's borne out by the facts, that's the most important criminal case that could ever be heard in our country, I think. You know, a direct threat to our constitutional form of government. January 6th, however, with the special counsel in D.C., from the indictment we've seen so far, doesn't seem to have very strong facts to make the charge. That's why the Georgia case, might be the most important one, because it's about January 6th. And it sounds like, from what we're hearing, that the DA down there has built a much stronger factual record, you know, with witnesses and documents. This is after all the state where the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, recorded a phone call from President Trump saying, find me 10,000 votes. That's how many votes I need to win the state.
And President Trump knew he was being recorded, as I understand it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I can't believe he's saying this on tape. And the thing about that recorded conversation is that that might just be the tip of the iceberg. Apparently,
it's a perfect conversation. I mean, President Trump has said repeatedly it was a perfect conversation, just like his conversation with President Zelensky that led to his first impeachment was a perfect conversation.
It might be perfect for getting in jail, but I don't see. I mean, this is not good to say things like this on tape. And then who knows what else he said, because apparently there's other recorded conversations we don't know about yet.
Okay, first of all, do you think that, and because you've had to be up to date on the Hunter Biden situation as well, the real question about Hunter Biden is the extent to which Joe Biden is implicated, involved, drawn in. You mentioned that he might even be a witness, but what happens if there is an indication that Joe Biden was not telling the truth to the American people when he said time and time and time again he knew nothing about his son's business and he didn't benefit from that business in any way? We will get to that. And is this whole legal mess a national nightmare, or is it a solid example, and is it really an opportunity for some of our leaders to display how great the American legal system really is, and how much it deserves our respect and support? We'll continue that conversation with one of the leading experts on that legal system, Professor John Hugh of University of California at Berkeley, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide in Supreme Court. We'll be right back on The MedMed Show.
The Michael MedMed Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael MedMed Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start. Remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Michael Medved Show, where's it all going? What does it all mean? Nobody better to help put that into perspective than Professor John Yu. He is the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley. He's also a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow of the Hoover Institution. The author of the book, most recently, of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. He has also spent time in the Justice Department of the United States. In terms of these dueling trials that are likely to preoccupy the country, and within several months, the trial of Hunter Biden, and by the way, it is likely that if Hunter Biden is fully investigated, he will be indicted for more than the tax non-payment and for the improper registration for a gun. There's more there, isn't there?
I think that's right. If you go by what the whistleblowers who were working as agents at the IRS, who said that their efforts to track down all the leads were blocked by higher-ups. If you go by what they said, there could be charges for bribery, money laundering, involving far much more money than what we've publicly seen in these potential plea bargains. Another point I wanted to make before we broke at this segment we didn't get a chance to was, you were saying, what are we supposed to make of all these competing prosecutions in case, one thing that's unfortunate, I think, is that we're coming to depend on the criminal justice system, on the Justice Department, to make judgments about the worthiness of candidates. I think the founders would have preferred that these decisions get made by Congress through impeachment or ultimately by the voters, by rejecting people at election or choosing to reelect people. And I think we're, for some reason, and I think you would have better sense of this than I would, for some reason these more political methods have seemed to have failed. And so that's why both sides are putting so much hope that the criminal justice system will render judgment on these candidates, Trump and Biden.
Well, it's just some of the charges that are likely to emerge about Hunter Biden and his family, really, because of business relationships with his father and his uncle, and maybe even his sister. But there's so much salacious material about Hunter Biden. Isn't that going to be irresistible to the American media and American press?
And I can see how it's irresistible, but in a way, Hunter Biden's defense is making it irresistible. If you look at what he's been saying in public, they're blaming a good deal of what they say are bad decisions only, or bad judgment, on the fact that he was on drugs or he was on that he was depressed. Although I don't think the time periods match up exactly right, because when you look at the facts, they seem to cover years and years and years of this, alleged, influence peddling. So I agree, the salaciousness of what Hunter Biden's admitted to and the photographic evidence is terrible, but he's also built that into his defense as to say why he should not be punished that hard by the justice system, because basically he wasn't in his right mind when he was making a lot of these decisions.
Which is not something that President Trump, who is running for president at the same time, can do quite as easily. President Trump today on the tarmac in Des Moines, Iowa, was asked about a potential plea bargain on some of the charges against him. And, of course, he said, I've done nothing wrong. Of course, we're not entertaining a plea bargain. Wouldn't it be better for the country if something like that happened, if we didn't have an election campaign that was dominated by the question of whether which of the candidates is going to go to jail first?
Well, this is a good question. Good point, but it also shows how extraordinary this is. To me, it's an example why criminal justice is not the best way to handle this, because when you have the criminal justice system and the election system coming into conflict, things that you would normally want to do, say to preserve your rights or to make the best defense in criminal court, or, as you say, plead out so that you don't have to serve jail time, you can't do for the political reasons. If he takes a plea bargain, he knows that he can't probably want rid of the presidency. On the flip side, there are going to be things that you want to do in politics, in the political world, that are going to harm you in the courtroom. For example, there's this fight going on about whether President Trump can be stopped from revealing in public information that his defense team learns in this is what we call discovery, in the process where the government hands off information to you. How can you tell him he can't say those things in a political campaign? That's his First Amendment right. But in a normal trial, the judge will punish you for doing that. And this will really, tick off the judge and give the prosecution an advantage if Trump actually goes around and exercises his First Amendment rights.
He's certainly been very outspoken about some of the judges he's worked with, including Judge Chutkan, who is going to be his judge on the Washington case. John, I so much appreciate always your wisdom and perspective and your new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. It is amusing and deeply informative. It is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And meanwhile, there is a new movie that's getting an enthusiastic reception because it asks some serious questions about AI and the future that we'll all live in, particularly regarding childbearing. The movie, The Pod Generation. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the not-too-distant future, there's a tech giant that offers couples the chance to share their pregnancies with artificial detachable wombs, or pods, that look like eggs. And so begins an adventure toward parenthood featuring Emilia Clarke and Chiwetel Ejiofor. It's called The Pod Generation.
You put us on a wait list to have a baby and an egg.
No, it's not an egg.
It's an egg.
I want to have a child with you.
Let's do it, Rachel.
This often funny and often fascinating film is both elegant and imaginative, creating a believable but horrifying just-around-the-corner world where everything, including breakfast companionship and psychotherapy, is provided by sympathetic, all-knowing artificial intelligence machines. A situation where expectant parents carry around their expectant pods doesn't seem ridiculously far-fetched by the end of the film. Rated PG-13 for adult content, 3 stars for the pod generation. And Chiwetel Ejiofor, you may remember, he's an outstanding actor, and he's very good in this film, playing a botanist who is a little bit frustrated by all of the intrusions of AI into human life. He was previously the star of 12 Years a Slave, which Oscar winner. Okay, coming up next time, we will be joined by Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, and explaining why he has written just today that out of all the indictments, Georgia is the most perilous threat to Donald Trump. And David Brooks has written a big new piece on how America got mean. Or perhaps it should be how America has gotten even meaner. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about David Drucker in the Dispatch, talking about the GOP debate in Milwaukee and asking a question. Would it be better for the country if Trump shows up like everybody else, or if he took a pass on this big get-together coming up a week from Wednesday night? And there is a Donald Trump channeling voters' anger toward the GOP. How is he doing that at the same time that he's representing the GOP? Also, this week we're going to be joined by a presidential candidate, one of the 3 Democratic presidential candidates, Marianne Williamson. So get your crystals ready. And this week, Taylor Swift finished the United States leg of a tour that's making her a billionaire. 146 shows in 5 continents. Can Taylor Swift bring the whole world together in harmony and love and adoration? We will discuss that as well next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.